today. We are going to listen to Do You Hear What I Hear?
Set the night wind to the little land. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little land. Do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night. With a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea.
Tuned right here to the holiday edition of Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Tia Fuller. The album's called It's Christmas on Mack Avenue, and we'll check into Little Drummer Boy.
Thank you.
We're in the spirit around here in the studio. We'll be serving up traditional as well as contemporary Christmas tunes. Up first, the Sultans of String, off the album Christmas Caravan. We'll dig into A Django Christmas. Also, Diana Krall off her Christmas Songs album. We'll check into the tune Jingle Bells. Let's dig in.
Jingle bells, all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Coming up next is the NOLA Players from the album Christmas Time in New Orleans. We're going to listen to the track Go Tell It on the Mountain, followed by Frank Sinatra from his album The Christmas Collection. We're going to listen to the track The Christmas Waltz.
window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love, every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year's dreams come true. In this song of mine, in three-quarter time, wishes you and yours the same thing too.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree.
Santa's on his way,
he's filled his sleigh. Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine, in three-quarter time, wishes you and yours the same thing.
It's that time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. If you missed your favorite program, don't worry. You can listen to podcasts of our program at cjsf.ca.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Doctors and nurses can help educate patients about the links between climate change and health problems like asthma, heat stress, and Lyme disease. But research shows that many healthcare providers hesitate to raise the topic with their patients. Some feel unqualified to discuss it.
Another issue is just feeling like there's not enough time to talk about climate change.
Ben Fulgencio-Turner is with Climate for Health, a program led by the nonprofit EcoAmerica. The group offers a free online course and other resources for healthcare professionals about the links between climate and health, and how to easily bring that information into the conversations they're already having with patients.
The goal of that is to both get over that initial barrier of feeling like this is outside of their lane or they don't know enough, as well as giving a structure and framework for having climate conversations.
For example, talking about the risks of exposure to extreme heat or wildfire smoke can fit right into a conversation about reducing asthma triggers or staying safe during a pregnancy. So his group is helping build a network of doctors and nurses who are better prepared to protect patients in a warming world. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.